Sunday morning, Parshas Nitzavim, Tov Shin Pei Aleph. Oy Rabbeisai, we're on our way to Rosh Hashanah. The Oren was changed. The colors of the Parechas are white. Eric Anita Mayer, Women's Learning Division of Adash Yeshurim. Okay, we have Mrs. Goldman from Eretz Yisrael. We have Mrs. Kaplan. We have Mrs. Olovich, we have Mrs. Korenberg, and then we have number 93 and number 95. Who's 93?
Hi, this is Adelson. Good morning, Rabbi.
Good morning. Who's 95?
Chavi Newhouse, thank you very much.
Okay. And we have iPhone Marsha. Okay. And we have people in attendance here. One day we'll get everybody back here. I'd like to make a number of connections as we normally do on Sunday morning. And I'd like to put several dots together. So let's briefly mention what has taken place so far since Shabbos morning. We have a Rashi in yesterday's Parsha. Actually, it's a pasuk in yesterday's parsha. The pasuk says, "Parshas Kisavo." Ahem. Before we get to the tochacha, "Ro kolami aretz." This is Chof Ches Yud 28:10. "Ro kolami aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecho v'yoru mi meko." The goyim, the ami aretz, will see you that the shem Hashem is nikra lecho. Hashem's name is upon us. Yoru Mimeka, and they will be frightened of us. As we said, Baron Leib Steinman, Sechet Tzadik Lebrocha, quotes a story that took place with the Shagas Aryeh, one of the greatest people to ever live in the history of the world. He lived in the 1700s, contemporary of the Vilna Goyen, who said that he and himself were the two greatest of the Jewish Talmidei Chachamim. And the Shagas Aryeh was once in a wagon, and he was learning in the back of the wagon. Shagas Aryeh was a person, again, very quickly and briefly, the Shagas Aryeh was a person who, when he was dying on his deathbed, he was asking continuously for Gemaras, and he was chazering Gemaras, chazering Gemaras, chazering Gemaras, and then they tried to slip in a vidui through a sitter called Maver Yabik, which is a big sitter the size of a Gemara, and he pushed it away, and then he took more Gemaras, and they asked him again. They pushed in the Avi up again. He pushed it away, and they finally said to him, "Rebbe, vidui, vidui, vidui." And he said, I don't have to say vidui, Apella. I don't have to say vidui because I had no time to sin. You hear that? I had no time to sin. Reb Chaim Sonnenfeld said these are one of two people in the history of the world that he was jealous of. Why did he have no time to sin? To the Shagas Aryeh, because he was always learning. He had no time to sin. He finished Shas. They say about him that he finished Shas 1,000 times. It's impossible to comprehend what that means. 1,000 times finishing Shas. You have to be busy every second of the day to do that. See, he was in the back of the track, back of the wagon learning. And the wagon was attacked by a group of goyim, and he stuck his head out of the wagon. They saw his tefillin, and they all ran away. That's a famous story. But now this time I saw an addendum to the story that I didn't know. The wagon driver was also wearing tefillin. So the wagon driver said to the Shagas Aryeh, "Rebbe, you're wearing tefillin, I'm wearing tefillin. Why they run away from your tefillin and not from my tefillin?" The Shagas Aryeh made an incredible diak in the Gemara. It says six times in Shas, the same concept. It quotes this posik, "We're all calling me Oris, Kishem Hashem Nikra, Lecha, B'yorub, and Mecca, Tanya, Reblaza, God, Oimer. Elu tefillin sheh b'roi shecha." So the Shagas Aryeh says, the Gemara does not say Elu tefillin al haroish, the tefillin that are on the head. Elu tefillin sheh b'roi shecha. These are the tefillin that are in the head. Your tefillin are on your head, which is gevaldik. My tefillin are on my head, but they're in my head also. When they're in my head, that scares away the goyim. It scares away the goyim. Incredible story. Baron Leib Steinman once said to a person on Journey of Torah 5, 4 or 5 or 6, I don't remember which number anymore, he was wearing a baseball hat. And he came into the Baron Leib Steinman, and he was wearing a baseball hat. Baron Leib Steinman said, "Tzadik, he's so perceptive, so observant." He said to me, "Vashtei Totnov Sein Hitl." What does it say on his head, on his hat? So I told him, it says in his hat, Torah is the Iker. He said, Zogem, tell him. It's not enough to say of the Hittel. It's not enough to say in the hat, Torah is the Iker. It's not staying in a veinig, in the cup. If I ain't getting cup, the Torah is the Iker. The tefillin is good on the head. It might really go on the head. They have to be in the head. When they're in the head, they're going to run away. A wonderful story, but what's the story of the mice? What does it mean, in the head? You do surgery, how do you put tefillin on your head? So we said there's another pasuk. Beginning of the parasha, Kisavoy. It says in Chavvav, pasuk Tes, there's a person who recites when he brings Bikurim, the mitzvah bringing Bikurim, the first fruits, they bring the Bikurim. V'yeinu alamakom hazeh, v'yitev l'oros oros arzois eret zavas cholavu devosh. And now, you bring him to the Makom Zakarashi. What does it mean? The Makom is a base of Migdosh. Give him the Oretz. Give him the Oretz. Eretz of his Chol of the Bosh. So Rashi says that means Kimashmo. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu declaration, you brought us to this place, base of Migdosh. Eretz Yisrael. So the Kash is, everybody asks him, Rashi, what are you talking about? We didn't get the base of Migdosh for how long, Rabbi? Say somebody, come on, I'll give you a dollar. I don't have any money on me. If you're younger, I'd offer $5. When was the base of Migdosh built? How many years were we in there to show where the base of Migdosh was built? No. Gotta know this, Rabbi Say. 440 years, Klal Yisrael was in there to show until the base of Migdosh was built. What does it say here? And it means the base of Migdash, means Eretz Yisrael. What do you mean base of Migdash? You didn't get the base of Migdash for 440 years. You brought us here to the base of Migdash. Everybody, many people ask the kasha. The Malbim says this is a free. Rashi's quoting a Sifri. What does a Sifri mean? So the Malbim, it means that when you come to Eretz Yisrael, your mindset has to be to build the base of Migdash. Living in Eretz Yisrael, Mrs. Goldman's calling in from Eretz Yisrael. My redick to be in Eretz Yisrael, the land where the office were, the most were. The land, what did he say about Eretz Yisrael? The land, Eretz Yisrael is Kedusha. But that's not the purpose of Eretz Yisrael. The purpose of Eretz Yisrael is to build the base of Migdash. The Shechina Shruya. We want the base of Migdash. That's the purpose of Eretz Yisrael. Zok the Tairak and Aisha, that a person brings Bikur, Vivein al Makom, and say, you brought us in this place, even though we didn't have the physical base of Migdash for 140 years, but our mindset was to want the base of Migdash. Says the Nefesh HaChayim. Nefesh HaChayim, written by Chaim Voloshner, the famous Talmud of the Goyen. It's an incredible sefer called Nefesh HaChayim. He writes in Shar Aleph, Perek Dalet. He quotes a pasuk, which is a Gemara Ksubis, which is quoted by Rashi. If you have a Chumash in front of you, quickly turn to Bishalach. Turn to Bishalach. In the Shira, we say it every day when we daven, Oz Yashir. Tes vav pasuk yud zayin and shemos to be aimog v'hanachalosnecha mochel shivtecha palta Hashem Migdash Hashem, the Migdash of Hashem koinenu yodecha, was made with your hands, says Rashi. Migdash Hashem koinenu yodecha chaviv beis haMigdash, says Rashi. The second half of Rashi again, shemos tes vav yud tes. Shmos Tesvov Yud Zayin. Rashi says, Chovid Beis HaMikdash Sho'ilov Nivra B'Yarachas. The world was created with one hand. But it says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Af Yodi Yisod Eretz Mikdashish. But the Beis HaMikdash was with Shtei Yodayim. Shtei Yodayim. Mikdash is Shtei Yodayim. Mikdash is Shtei Yodayim. Zokta, Reb Chaim Voloshner, inside the head of a Jew, if they don't let anything else into their head, in their head, they can create a matziv of a Beis HaMikdash in their head. The head can be like the Kodesh Kodoshim. That's, I think, the pshat. The pshat is in the Malbim, that a person has to come there to show in a mindset. El HaMakom HaZeh Zeh Beis HaMikdash, says the Malbim. If that's what a person does, with a mindset, you don't let anything else into your head. Your head is a chloric cup. Not that your head over here is Dennis the Menace, over here is I Love Lucy, over here is Batman and Superman, over here is the New York Times and Time Magazine and Newsweek. Your clear head, it's clear. It's clear, your head is clear. Your clear head, your head wants to build a Beis HaMikdash. Your head can become the Kodesh Kedoshim. V'shachanti v'soichav. V'soich kol echad v'yechad brings down Nefesh HaChayim. A person's head can be a makom for the Shechina. That's a person's head. Be a makom for the Shechina. What an incredible thought. Makom for the Shechina. If that's the case, then you can have Eil Tfilin Sheberoishecha. Sheberoishecha, Sheberoishecha, Sheberoishecha said, the Shagasari to the driver, you're right, you're wearing tefillin. Take out of this story, Rabbi said, it was a time in the 1700s when a wagon driver wore tefillin. A wagon driver wore tefillin. And the Shagasari said to him, you're right, you're gevaldik wearing tefillin, but that's not enough, it has to be in the cup. The Shagasai's cup, 1,000 times shas, in his cup was the Shechina, was the Kodesh Kadoshim, was Tfilin Sheberoishcha, the Goyim ran away. Goyim ran away. Rose, Kala, Ares, Geshem, Bishem, Nikra, Alecha, V'yorom, Yerka, they ran away. We'll be able to walk about Zed to build the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Shabbos morning. Comes along Shabbos afternoon, and we said, Rebbe Levitas Ish Yavneh, he said an incredible thing. He said, Ma'oid, Ma'oid, Perek Dalet, yesterday's Perek, Perek Dalet, Perek Yomas, Ma'oid, Ma'oid, Abishmal Ruach, a person should be modest, super modest. Mrs. Polsky was here yesterday, we spoke about Rebbe Levitas Ish Yavneh. So after, I'll tell you in a second what we said in the shir, but then I was perplexed. Rebbe Levitas Ish Yavneh, who is he? So he took out a number of Sfarim last night. He's only mentioned one time in all the Shas. One time. He's mentioned in Pirkei Avos, he's mentioned in Avos Reb Nosson. Rebbe Levitas Ish Yavneh. What does Ish Yavneh mean? Why is he introduced that way? What does Ish Yavneh mean? They saw that one of the Farshim of Pirkei Avos says Ish Yavneh means that he was the greatest in Yavneh. Ish Yavneh, he was the Ish of Yavneh. It was the Ish of Yavneh. Now continuing as we do in Yeshurin, but with the Siyat and the Shvayah just keeps on pouring in. Ish Yavneh. I'm wondering, Ish Yavneh mean that he was the person in Yavneh who was, this is, again, I can't tell you I saw this anywhere. I looked around to see if anybody says anything about it. Ish Yavneh. Yavneh was the place where it says in the Gemara in Gittin, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when he snuck out of the city, he asked the Roman emperor, the Roman general, who became the king of Rome. And he said to him, I'll give you whatever you want. Ask me what you want. And he said, Tain li Yavneh v'chachomeho. After Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai came out of Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim was destroyed, the leading makom of Torah and Klal Yisrael was Yavneh. Yavneh. Tein li Yavneh v'chachomeho. And we spoke last night, we spoke for the women last week, and we've been talking about this since before Tisha B'Av. Terrible tzaras, the calamities that happened to Klal Yisrael, Churban Bayis Sheni, Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva was destroyed, 24,000 Talmidim, they were destroyed, a roller coaster. Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, it was a Churban. And we were not told we were coming back like we were told by Churban Bayis Rishon after 70 years. We were not told. We had no more Nevi'im, not like Churban Bayis Rishon where they had Nevi'im until the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Churban Bayis Sheni, no Nevi'im. We don't know how long. We can go almost 2,000 years. Pachat. Then Rabbi Akiva comes along and builds a yeshiva. Meiridik, the biggest yeshiva ever in the history of the world. 24,000 Talmidim to our knowledge, the biggest yeshiva ever in the history of the world. And it's destroyed. All 24,000 Talmidim die. They weren't attacked, they died. Then Klal Yisrael was sashmeted, and then it came back. Bar Kochva, Rabbi Akiva said, Bar Kochva is Mashiach. We had a hope, maybe the third base of Migdosh. Mashiach, it's Gevaldik. We're gonna gear it up. We're going to go back there to Israel. Maybe Hashem is going to take us back. Mashiach is going to come. We're going to build the third base of Migdosh. All the Jews are going to come back. Bar Kochva was killed. After Rabbi Akiva announces that Bar Kochva was Mashiach, Bar Kochva was killed. Up! Down. Beis HaMikdash, it's destroyed. 24,000 Talmidim in Yeshiva, they all die. Bakaych was Mashiach, he's killed. All the Jews in Beitar, hundreds of thousands, millions, they used their bodies for fences for 7 years. We've been speaking about this. And after 7 years, they came to who? To Yavne. And they said in Yavne, what is this? We have this miracle after everything else happened. I'm giving you a brief synopsis of what I said last night. We have this miracle of these bodies that didn't decompose. In Yavne, they were Masakein HaToiva Meitim, the Bracha HaToiva Meitim. Yesterday, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, yesterday, I benched Shabbos morning, I benched by Shalosh Shudas, I benched by Malav HaMalka, so did hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people. They said the Bracha HaToiva Meitim. What is this Bracha HaToiva Meitim? And the Gemara explains that in Yavne they were massacred in the Bracha HaToiva Meitiv after they found out that the bodies did not decompose. The Aruch HaShulchan Zimun Kuf Beites and Uchus Birchas HaMazon says it's the greatest ness, unbelievable ness. The bodies didn't decompose, but the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Rekiva Salmidim died. Bar Kochba was killed. Beita was a horrific amount of people were killed. Rabbi Akiva was taken out and tortured. HaToiva Meitiv. What is that bracha? I said that bracha again in the world yesterday, maybe a million times. HaToiva Meitiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us even when we get punished. The Teichacha we learned yesterday, even when we get punished, Hashem always loves us. Unlike the Goyim who claim that Hashem threw us away and divorced us and they're the new Jews, it's not true. Hashem always loves us. Sometimes He has to patch us when we sin. Okay, that was the Shmuz last night. Slichos. Forgiveness, we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's a serious time, we're upping our game, maybe we're making a game changer. And I wondered, could it be that the person who said to say HaToiva Meitiv was Rabbi Levitas Ish Yavne? Levitas Ish Yavne. Now I want to say something, Rabbi. So I didn't say this last night. This is the culmination of the whole Shabbos. Every Shabbos, it's the Siyata Vishma is incredible. I want to say the following. What did Rabbi Levita say? Moi, Avishval Ruach. Moi, Avishval Ruach. Levita told Klal Yisrael the following. Zok the Chavetz Chaim. Sfeyan the Chavetz Chaim says this. Gemara says in Talmud, a famous Gemara, it's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. Ezo Chacham HaRoya Es HaNoilad. Who's the Chacham? The one who sees the Noilad. Chavetz Chaim asks, why is the verb Roya? Sees the Noilad. Chayshev al HaNoilad. He thinks about the Noilad. He's a Chacham. What's Roya Es HaNoilad? Says Chavetz Chaim, that a person who's a Torah Jew, the cleaner, the more Torah, the less of the outside world, the greater is his vision. Ezo Chacham, HaRoyes HaNoilad. The vision is clear, the vision is clean. And I'm wondering, Rabbi Yisai, that Ma'oy Ma'oy Rabbi Shval Ruach, The Sma says in Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Chesin Choshen Mishpat, it says, Ma'oy, Ma'oy, be very careful about Ribis. Ma'oy, Ma'oy, it says, be very careful about Shoichan. Ma'oy, Ma'oy, it says, very careful about incorrect interactions with the opposite gender promiscuity. And we can understand that that's all taiva. But then he adds, Ma'oy, Ma'oy, in Yeridaya, it says, be very careful if you're a doctor. Don't be haughty. Excuse me, if you're a doctor, it says, be very careful. What does be very careful a doctor do with these other three examples? And then the Sma adds, the Sma, the earliest commentator on Shulchan Aruch, one of the earliest commentators in Shulchan Aruch, he adds, there's a fifth time it says, Ma'od, Ma'od. Not in Shulchan Aruch, it says in Pirkei Avos, Ma'od, Ma'od, Rabbi Shval Ruach, he says, this is Av LeKulon. The father of all those other Ma'od, Ma'od is this Ma'od, Ma'od. Don't be a Baal Gaiva. Work on your anova. And the pshat is, a person is a bal gaiva, he says, that money you have, it belongs to me. You don't deserve that money. I deserve the money. I'm powerful. I'm rich. I'm smart. Maybe I'm a tzaddik. Whatever. I deserve the money, not you. That's for ribbons. That's for shaykh. You have a spouse that's beautiful or handsome. I deserve that spouse, not you. You're a doctor. I said over last night a story I haven't seen in years, and I don't remember who the story was with. I don't even remember if I identified the man. A man's walking his son. His son's on a gurney. He's being wheeled into surgery, and he has permission to walk until the surgical operating ward. Theater. The operating theater. He gets to the doors, he turns to the surgeon and says, doctor, God should have control of your hands so that you should save my son by the operation you're about to perform. God should be with you. You should be his agent and his messenger. And the doctor turned to the father and said, you see that door? That door takes us into the operating theater. In there, there's no God. I'm in charge. That's what the doctor said. The father, courageous beyond courageous, what did he do? Took hold of the gurney and he wheeled his son away from the operating and canceled the operation. You can't be the shliach of God if you don't believe in God. Moid, moid, abishval ruach. I'm wondering now, Chaim is saying, moid, moid, abishval ruach, the Shechavitz Chaim says the following, Eidu, chocham, arayzat, noilad, runa, seated, noilad, you have to have a clear head, clear vision. How do you have a clear head and a clear vision when you get rid of the eye? Gaiva, says the Sma, is the Avla Kula. The Rebbe Yoida says that Gaiva is the agent to facilitate it for all other Averis. What's the pshat? Because when there's Gaiva, it's shaykh that a person doesn't think even of Hashem. He thinks of himself and doesn't even think of Hashem. Example, it was a terrible tragedy. Said this before Meirev, the whole thing, you people are incredible. I said before Meirev, there was a tragedy in Chicago several years ago on Dempster Avenue. They closed Dempster Avenue in front of Mor Torah because they had a levaya for four people at the same time. A grandfather with three of his grandchildren, a peladik, a pachadik, a maisa, four hearses. And they're driving them out of the shul. They're driving them. And somebody said, I never say these words when I repeat this story. Somebody had the audacity to say, this time God made an M-I-S-T-A-K-E. You can't even say the words. It's a Rachmanis on you individual who said it. A nice lady. I understand she was overcome by emotion. But the emotion was tainted with gaiva. 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 You think you're right so much so, not that I'm about gaiva, but against somebody else's money, but against somebody else's spouse, but against my skills as a doctor. That's already gaiva of a high level. But there's another gaiva. Gaiva continues, and I'm smarter than Kaddish Baruch. Gaiva that leads to apikursis. To see, how do you see? When your head's clear. How's your head clear? When you remove the eye. But if I'm a Balgaiva, it can't happen. Said Rabbi Levitas, Ish Yavde. Moid, moid, Abishval Ruach. What does it mean, moid, moid, Abishval Ruach? Again, as we just said, humility. Moishe Rabbeinu. Honor me, call Adam. It says if you have a chumash in front of you at the end of Parshas Baloischa, who is Moshe Rabbeinu? Adam, we call Adam. This is I'm talking now about Midbar Yud Beis. The end of Parshas Baloischa, about Midbar Yud Beis, the famous pasuk Yud Beis pasuk Ches. Pel pe adabe boy umare v'loy bechidus usmuras Hashem yabit. A very difficult pasuk to translate, meaning that each word individually, perhaps not. It means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, Pe'al Pe'al Dabo, such a relationship of Marav Eloi Bechidus, Usmudas Hashem Yabit. He could see, so to speak, whatever it was, such a relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was the Adam Mikol Adam. And he knew that everything was done by Kadosh Baruch Hu to the nth degree with no eye. Zokra b'levitas. An unbelievable thing. Ish Yavne. Perhaps, this is a perhaps, I don't know this. Perhaps. Maybe he was the one who was asked the question. Yavne, they asked him a question. You know, they asked him, they said, Rebbe Levitas, what's going on here? Churban, Yekiva, Bakoichla. Churban, Rebbe Yekiva's yeshiva. Then Bakoichla. And then Rebbe Yekiva himself is tortured. Then everybody is killed. And now at the end of the day, after all this 80 years of such misery, up and down a roller coaster, now all of a sudden the bodies are allowed to be buried and they didn't decay. What is this? They told me it's a nest. And what do you do with this nest? You make a brocha. Baruch ato Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam. We had a lot of words, but the ikar of the brocha is atoiv ha'meitiv. Hatoiv, that he did not allow the body to decompose. Hameitiv, that he's good to us. What are we saying? Rebbe Levitas, maybe. If Rebbe Levitas was that person in Yavne, maybe he told them, listen, Rabbi Isai, this is a nes. And why did Kodesh Baruch Hu give us a nes? Oh, Chashulchan and the Meshech Chochmah say he gave us a nes because he wanted to show us in times of tzara he loves us. Don't listen to the goyim who in that tikufa created a person who was a Jew and created a whole new religion with a New Testament and said Kodesh Baruch Hu gave up on us. Forget them. Forget them. Kodesh Baruch Hu never gave up on us. A toiv I made. But then he said something else. Perhaps. How are you supposed to do this? How are you supposed to make it? How are you supposed to make it? Moid, moid, Abishvah Ruach. Don't get haughty. Don't get haughty. Don't get haughty. If you can remember to be humble, Moshe Rabbeinu Onami Kalanda, Moshe Rabbeinu Onami Kalanda is the same person who has this relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? Because he was clean as a whistle. Because what does it say in between? Loi Kedavdi Moshe Bechol Beisi Nemanu. He's a Neman because he never puts himself first. He understands that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the world. And what he does is always right. But that takes incredible anova. Rebbe Levitas Ish Yavne is the one who taught us, Ba'oi Moid Amishval Ruach, which the Sma says is the Av L'Kulon. It's the father of everything. The Av L'Kulon, the father of everything. This is all because of you. Said the Chavetz Chaim, Ha'izu Chacham Haroya Esanoyla. Haroya Esanoyla. Haroya Esanoyla. Says the Shagas Ayeh, Tfilin Sheberosh. It's not enough Tfilin Al Rosh. Tfilin Al Rosh is a Kavalik Mitzvah. Tfilin is a Mariyak Mitzvah. Even when you're working for those people who are able to do it, we don't do that nowadays anymore. Those days people worked and they wore their Tfilin, incredible Mitzvah, Kavalik Mitzvah. But it doesn't come to Tfilin Sheberosh in the head. In the head is the pasuk that we just started off the Shia with. In the head is the pasuk in Parshas Kisavo. Pasuk in Parshas Kisavo. Baro kol mi'oretz Yishem Hashem nikra lecha b'yoru mi'mekka. What a pasuk. Chav ches, pasuk yud, as we started this year. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. What clarity. What clarity. And maybe that's the pshat. We came to Eretz Yisrael in the beginning of the parasha, Bikurim, B'yavinu al ha-mokeh mazeh, Eretz Yisrael, the Malbim says, the pshat is, I want to build the Beis HaMikdash, and perhaps we said, the Rebbe Chaim says, you are the Beis HaMikdash. Who's the Beis HaMikdash? Whose head is the Beis HaMikdash? Whose lev is the Beis HaMikdash? Who's the person that's roy, that Kadosh Baruch Hu, Shem Yimashu, Shem Yinosu, you love? Moi, moi, Rabbi Shvar Ruach. Ish Yavna. Moi, moi, Rabbi Shvar Ruach. Somebody can find some that somebody says this pshat, call me 3 o'clock in the morning. My wife's Michael. Anytime you find this pshat, maybe Ish Yavne, Levitas Ish Yavne, Ish Yavne. He lived in Yavne. After the Churban Bayis Sheni, his head was clear and clean. And he told Klal Yisrael a message. Ma'oid, ma'oid, ha'mishval ruach. Av lekulon. That's the father for everything. We started Slichus last night. We're coming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, asking for forgiveness. What are we doing? What does it mean? Slichus, Lashon Slicha, forgiveness. What are we asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we sinned. We sinned. Why does a person sin? Nichnas by Ruach Shtus. Ruach Shtus, what's the Shtus? The Shtus is that I know better. I know better. I know better than who? I know better even than God. Zakr Malavitas Ish Yavneh. Zakr Malavitas Ish Yavneh. Ma'oid, ma'oid, Avishval Ruach. You need two ma'oids, and this is the Avla Kulon, because every single other thing, we're clouded, we're confused, we don't have the clarity. It's like the Mitzchayim, a person needs clarity, clarity of vision, as we say, clarity of vision. Sorry for somebody saying so many things at once, but it's all a result of you. They're all connected. They're all connected, Lani Estaiti. They're all connected. So we should be Zaycha Rabbi Yisai. As the Pereches changed to white, and for those of you who had the ability to go to Shul last night, we're starting Slichus. We should be Zaycha. We should be zeicher to achieve a sima toiva, but to be zeicher to achieve a sima toiva, we need moed moed avishal ruach, not to let the eye get involved in the way, even in the way of a kodesh bar. That a person could say an mistake. Okay, so I'm wishing everybody hatzlacha. I'm wishing.